Blog Talk Radio.
He came up against your home. The enemy came up against your shield. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win. You will win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business.
Everyone who
looks
like you will win.
Win. Yes, you will.
Somebody up in here tonight, that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season.
Well, praise the Lord. Everything attached to me wins. Everything attached to the Word of God wins. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to jump right into the review. And let me begin by saying, this is not my review. This is our review. Continue to say that. Even though it's a broadcast, it's our review. So if the Lord really dealing with you about some things you should just share, please do not hesitate. Do not let the enemy have that victory. I want you to declare that victory. Don't care what the enemy said. I was attacked with my voice, but you know what? I told the devil he's a lie, that I'm going to go forward, and I'm going to say it. If nobody else said it, I'm saying it. I'm going to declare the word of God as it is written. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn who we are and whose we are. It's in your word, Father God, we learn that we can be born again by the word, according to 1 Peter 1:23. So therefore, Father God, you have made us like you. When we got born again, our spirit man, We in your class, Father God, so thank you. Thank you for letting us be in your class. Thank you for declaring and decreeing that we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for decreeing and declaring that we are temples of the Holy Ghost, delivered from the power of darkness, translated into your marvelous light. I thank you for it. Thank you, Father God, for redeeming us into your mighty kingdom. Your way of doing things, your government. I thank you for it and I praise you for it. Give you the honor and the glory. Ask you, Father God, those that are asking for prayer, we lift them before you right now in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you for it. Those that yet believing. Well, Father God, I'm believing with them. Hallelujah. I'm believing with them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, and everybody agrees. Of course he said amen. Of course he said amen. Hallelujah. We didn't finish everything we wanted to this week, but that's okay. That's okay. That's beautiful. Monday, we kind of did a layout. And one of the things that we said we was going to discuss about God reproducing himself in us. And that was one of the things that we did talk about. And I'm just going to go through some things. If anybody at any time, just press one, jump in there. And have your say. Praise God. Okay, we talked about God reproducing himself in us, which I think is a beautiful thing, and the way he did it. Because I think every mother, father, should want that child to be like them. I mean that's a given almost. And to be honest, you want that child to be better than you, especially when you've been through some things. You don't want that child to go through some things you've been through. I know you don't. Amen. Amen. And you'll do everything in your power praise God, to make sure. At least you're going to tell them anyway. And they used to have this old saying, don't do like I do, do what I say to do. And that's true. But by the same token, you want them to be better. That's the whole get up there. Do better. Get better. You're not the same. Don't want them to be, want them to be better. So it is with God. God wants us to be better. Thing in this Bible, if you will, everything in here is so that we can be like the Father. And the more I see that, you know, the more I understand that we're to be like the Father. Hallelujah. Understanding the new creation. Once you have received it, you have received the nature of God. Like we said one day, then you got to start growing. Once you receive that nature, you start growing. Amen. Amen. That's why we have to invite the Holy Spirit, who has imparted to us the very nature of the Father. The only reason you want the Holy Ghost in you so you can have God's nature. Let me put the brakes there, because I want you to really get this. See, you don't need God's spirit unless you're going to put on the God's nature. How about that? See, because God want to reproduce himself in you. And if you're not going to put on God's nature, you don't need his spirit. For what? It's pointless. Well, I want to be better. No. This spirit, God's Holy Spirit, is designed so we can be like him. That's it, man. And it'll help us to be like him. We'll begin to walk like him, talk like him. If he was in the flesh, he would do nothing different. Why you think the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus? He wants you to have his mind. Yes, right here on planet Earth. I know what preachers used to teach. I used to teach the same stuff. They always make God so much higher, he can't be touched. But that's a lie from the pits of hell. We talked a little bit about that. Well, it might have been Monday, John 15:7. You know? Matter of fact, I think I go find it. I think I'm going to find it. Just to say I was going to find it. Let me find John 15. Cause my mind will go all over the place. But in the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter, this is for those real educated people that don't get it, how close God wants us to be to him, how close he wants to be to us. He says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purged it, that it bring forth more fruit. Now, ye are cleansed through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I abide in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except ye abide in me. Listen, dear heart. That's how close, it don't get no closer. All you have to do is use your imagination. Go out there and look at a tree, and you'll see that there's branches. You'll see that there's vines. And if you'll notice, one can't work. I mean, if you stay off, if the vine, let me take my time because I'm finna to get excited. He says that abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. We are the branches. You can't do it. No matter who you know, how much you know, how much education you have, where you've been around the block a couple of times. He says, we are to abide in him. You cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. He is the vine. That's where the life is at, is in the vine. That's where the nutrient is, in the vine. Scientists will tell you that. Professors will tell you that. It's in the vine. Yeah. So God wants you to stay connected to the vine. Don't think you can do it by yourself. You can't. Abide in me, and my words abide in you. There it is right there. When the word abides in you, you shall ask whatever you will. And he said, I'll do it for you. Because the word is abiding in you. So he says in Ephesians 5:1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ have loved you and gave himself us. I like that. Therefore, that's something we just ought to do, brothers and sisters. When I think about, if for no other reason, think about how good God been to you. As children of love, we are to walk in the love of Christ. We are to exemplify the same kind of love that he did. Christ walked in love. The world. The Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus so loved the world that he gave himself. We have to understand that we have to give of ourselves. Okay? It's necessary. There's an urgency there. Matter of fact, that's not even anything to argue about. But God wants to reproduce himself in us. Paul said, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard of you, not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. There's few people that open that'll pray that you be successful. People ain't praying that kind of prayer, which we need to, and we're going to. Pray somebody else be successful, not just you. And think about it like this. When they bless, they're going to bless you, especially if they know you had something to do with their elevation, especially if they know that you had something to do with their promotion. Yeah. God wants us to think along those lines, brothers and sisters. Be a blessing. Pray for them. Pray for all of them. Pray that the desire of the Father remain in them. Pray that they be filled with his wisdom, filled with his knowledge, filled with his love. I don't know who this message is for, but this is powerful, man, this review, because we have the Holy Spirit who inspired, he is our teacher. I know a lot of people want to be your teacher. They want to operate like that. But let the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because it came directly from God. And it wants to impart strictly the things of God in us. So we talked about that a little bit this week. Monday, rather. And people always talk about what they don't believe. I'm going to tell you, brother and sister, if you don't believe in the Holy Spirit, you're doomed. Just because you can't see it Because you can't feel it, because you can't taste it, doesn't mean it's not alive. It's just like Jesus. A lot of people think Jesus is dead, man. But he was resurrected to die no more. He's alive right now. And you can have a personal relationship with him right now. Because he wants to reproduce himself in us. So how you going to do that unless you get a personal relationship with him and declare that we're more than conquerors through him? Because that's what the word of God says. Also Monday in Colossians 1 and 12. We're going to continue to pray for Pastor Bill. She had some things she had to take care of this morning, and she's going to be running a little late. But praise God. The scripture I want to share. I wanted to share that the Messenger Bible. Try to get it pulled up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. He wants us to be filled with his knowledge and with his wisdom. Colossians 1 and 12. We want to go there. About to get this here. Praise God. Now just bear with me for a second here. There is a lot. Because I'm finding this. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, God, it's out of God's word, and also out of the Messenger Bible. See what they got here. But in Colossians 1 and 12, it reads like this. Give thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet, as M-E-E-T, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So this word M-E-E-T, meaning that we are comparable to God now. We can, that's how he made us. He made us so we could interchange. He made us so we can have this commune together. He made us so we could be one with him. You do remember what he did with Adam after he put him to sleep. Adam had a whole lot of choices. He had a whole lot of choices. But listen, brothers and sisters, none of them made him happy. None of them was in his class. So God had to put Adam to sleep so he can put what he, a helpmeet. In other words, he could take a helpmeet and they can get some things done. And this is very important. Now, I'm not just saying this to be saying something. I know people get tired of me saying, well, about gay. Because I want people to know the truth. God made man a helpmeet, which was a woman, so they could produce. They could have children. They could do a whole lot of things together. And so I was telling this guy, I said, y'all can't be a couple. Well, why? Why? And they want to see if you ain't going to believe, that's fine. But don't talk about you believe in the word of God and you wonder why you can't be a couple and you gay. It's because God told a man to marry the woman and a woman to marry the man. So when God made man and woman, he said, let every man have his own wife and every woman her own husband. See? He made him a helpmeet, somebody that would be comfortable to him, somebody who would be able to, first of all, be pleasing to him. Secondly, they was constructed on the same pattern. Thirdly, they had the same perception. They had the same idea. They ate some of the same food. They was compatible. Compatibility is real important. God wants you to know you can be, he made us to be compatible to him. He made us to be his earthly treasure. Yeah. We could encounter one another. That's what that about. We can encounter one another. We can, for a better way of saying it, he fixed it so that we could actually be one with him. So if God made it and you had to take the lesson, like I said, take the lesson from things that we've taught and compare them to man, and you'll see. God wants us to be his helpmeet. With that being said, why? So we can do a good work. He said in that 12th verse, and I'll read it for you again, give thanks unto the Father which have made us meet to be. So we're to thank God for that. We're to thank God that he made us to be a light unto the world. We can be thankful for that. There's so many things we can be thankful for. Sometimes I don't know where to start. Holy Spirit will tell me start right there. It's easy to start with what you wake up and your food and all that. But how about some of them unseen things that God did for you? He went on and took care for you. People we were going to talk to, God talked to them before we got to them. God fixed your heart. A whole lot of things God does for us. And we look back and go like, oh, yeah, you know what? I was going to ask the Lord about this, but he already took care of it. But we are to be thankful for everything, especially for those that have been delivered out of the power of darkness. That's what the word says. Who have delivered us out of the power of the darkness. Now, if you've never been under Satan's influence, whatever way that is, be it drinking, drug, prostitution, being slick, conning, whatever it was, you had to overcome that. Well, you're one of those persons that God is delivered out of the darkness and translated us into his heavenly kingdom. I want to say that God opened the door for us, and we have to go through it. We have to enjoy it. We have to appreciate the good things he did for us. There was a lot. Psalms 91, we talked about Monday in depth. We talked about the promises of God. So when you read Psalms 91, so when you read Psalm 91, know that those are blessings. That's what it is. It's what God has promised. And God is not a man that he can lie. And if God promised you something, trust me, it's there. So, well, Monday and Tuesday, when we talked about Psalms, and I, not that I wanted to leave Colossians, because you need Psalm 91 to protect what's in Colossians for you, if that makes sense. And if not, just hang around and you'll see. You want God to be your protector of your new self. You want God to help you, in other words, because see, he already knows what's going on with us. When we invite God, we're inviting him to help us go through whatever it is, not just go to. And he already knows what's on the other side. That's why we need his protection. You go around here telling people you save, you deliver, Satan gonna challenge you. That's why you need God's protection. When you witnessing and telling people about the love of God, say, believe me, Satan get angry right then, get mad. Yes, sir. God, have mercy. Okay. Well, anybody else, press one. Whoever, okay. Okay, praise God. Okay, let's see if this working here. The evangelist, Sharon, this you.
Yes, I just have a few things to say. God bless everybody. I want everybody to trust in the Lord, other service people. Trust in the Lord, life will get their bonus for Christmas. I want the corporate people to trust in the Lord, like they're going to get their fix and their emails. And I want the people who are doing drugs, I want them to trust in the Lord, like they know their drug is going to get them popped. Trust in the Lord, all your might.
Powerful.
Don't wait until later. Do it now. If you're getting high now, trust in the Lord now. If you're at work now, trust in the Lord now. If you're delivering mail and you're going to get a bonus or you're a fireman or a police officer, trust in the Lord. Because the Lord does all of our jobs.
Yes.
We aren't who we think we are. You know, surgeons think they're God. They're not. They're workers of God. Trust in the Lord. I want the patients to trust in the Lord like trusting surgeons. Trust in the Lord like you trust in all of your colonoscopies, your endoscopies, or your tests, or your balance tests. Trust in the Lord that he's going to fix everything the way it's supposed to be. Because those people are only have knowledge of that particular phase of life. God has knowledge of all phases of life. Trust in the Lord. And don't wait till later. Do it now. Remember that candy now, later? Don't wait till later. Do it now. It's going to be good. Amen. God bless everybody. Have a good week.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Anyone else like to share a testimony or anything the Lord put in your spirit to share? You want to engage in witnessing? Good time to witness right now. Don't be ashamed. Like she said, do it right now. I like that. See, because that's what faith is. Faith is right now. And put it out there like she just did. Put it out there to bless somebody else. Make somebody else's life that much better. That much, lighten their load a little bit. Let them know it's okay. I passed the test. You can pass the test. God saw me through. He can see you through. That's so important, brothers and sisters. Instead of us always beating people down, let's build them up. We all been there. We all been there, done that.
Yeah.
And that's just the devil want to keep them down. But just like you have that desire for that drug, have that desire for the Lord. Want to be bold. Just like you bold for other stuff, be bold for the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. anyone else. We're doing a review. Hallelujah. I just love the fact that when you know that you're in God's shadow, when you know that you're in his shelter, I think that's what one writer said, in the shelter of the Almighty. Boy, what a... I can't shake that, y'all. I'm sorry. I can't shake that thing. When I know that God got me in the shelter, we talked about that one day. See, if you have been in the shelter, you know you don't have no worries. No worries. You know you're going to be taken care of. You're going to have food.
Yes.
You're going to have to have, and you ain't got to pay nothing. And well,
no.
I guess some of these shelters, though, they'll start charging you. But the Bible talk about being in the shelter of the Most High.
Yes.
And if you do, you'll remain in the shadow of the Most High. You look at a shadow for a moment. You know that shadow, it mimic whatever it is. If it's your hand and the sun is, and you do it and do a shadow of it, whatever going on with your hand, that shadow is going to show it.
Yes.
Why is that so important? Because God want to mimic us, himself in us. So you're in good shape. You're in good, man, you're in good hands. The Bible says the Almighty shadow. So you're being protected, in other words. That becomes your refuge. If you just stay in the shelter, abide in there, man. And the way you do that is to stay in the Word of God. You'll hear a lot of stuff. People say a lot of stuff. And everybody seem like they want to preach. But listen, brother and sister, you get in your Word for yourself.
Yes.
And God will direct you. You are you are an individual. Bless God. Yeah, we all are part of the body of Christ. I get that. But you are an individual, and God know how to deal with you personally. See, that's the part I like. Personal. That's what Psalms 91 is. It's personal. It's what the Lord's going to do for you. How he's going to keep you. The Almighty going to keep you in his shadow. That's personal. So when I read this personal. That he is going to be my fortress. He is my God.
Amen.
I trust in him. I trust in him. And as a guarantee, he will deliver me from all the snares of the flower and of the noisy pestilence. He going to deliver me from that, from the devil.
Amen.
That's me. I mean, I love you guys, but I'm speaking for me. I love y'all, you know, with the love of God in my heart. But sometimes it has to get personal between me, God and me. And I go, okay, Lord, this is about you and I. Cover me, Lord. Cover me with the feathers of an eagle. Let me hang up around your wings. Let me know I can trust you. See, I'm going to tell you, brother and sister, if you don't know nothing, you can trust God. He ain't never failed me yet. Never. Trust him. And so that's how I see it. I see it that Psalms 91 is being a place of trust, a place that you don't have to worry, a place that God wants you. He wants you there.
Yes.
This is different when somebody don't want you. You have to to understand this, you got to almost been in a situation and not be wanted. See, I've been in a situation where I wasn't wanted, and I don't know why. I guess because sometimes that was that bad boy in me coming out. They didn't want to be bothered. But anyway, the Lord delivered me from that. But the point of it is God took me the way I was, just the way I was, and had to clean up or anything. Like some preacher talking about, well, if you clean yourself up and come to the church, wait a minute. Why do he need to clean himself up and come to the church? What's the church there for? That's crazy. If they can do it, then they don't need the church. What are they going to church for? If they can because that's what that preacher said. Clean yourself up and come to the church. But I'm saying if they can get rid of it, then why they come to the church? But
amen.
They can't. It takes Christ, man. That's what we got to teach people to get in Christ, and Christ in them. They ain't got to worry. Whatever's in there has got to go.
Yes.
It got to go. I said on the other day, there's fear and there's faith. But they both can't dwell together. One got to go. The Bible says,
right,
perfect love casts out all fear. Fear got to go. If you love God and you walking in faith, you ain't got to fear nothing. You ain't worried. You ain't fearful.
Amen.
You know God. You can trust God.
Amen.
But you can't
Hallelujah.
Continue to walk in fear, man. You got to walk in faith and let the world know what the word of God call you. God want to work with us. That's why he said, I want you to abide in me and I'm going to abide in you. But what a beautiful thing to understand. I want you and I want you to, that to me is almost like a love story. I want you, baby. Baby, I want you. But y'all know nothing about this, but back in the day they made a song, I got you, baby. You got, see, that's what this is saying here. That's what this is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. You blesses me. I got to tell y'all, this woman is just so, I thank God for her because I know that it came from the heart. See, something from the heart reaches the heart. Matter of fact, all these things from the heart reaches the heart. And I know the things that she said is real. You need
Amen.
To tell, I mean, treat it. Say it in, I don't know, I'm trying to say it in the way she said it, but here's what I got out of it, and if I'm wrong, correct me. Whatever you were dedicated, get dedicated to the Lord that way. Whatever,
Amen.
However you trust, whatever it was, if it's drugs, trust God like that. Go after
Amen.
God with that same mentality as you went out.
Yes.
You know, you went after drugs or whatever. Go after God with that same mentality.
Yes.
That's pretty much what you were saying, right, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes. Yes. Definitely.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. But anyone else, because I'm going to tell you, if you go after God coming for you. You go for him, he coming for you. They're like the prodigal son. When the boy's daddy saw him, whoo, he got excited because he was coming for him. And you know what the daddy did? I'm glad you asked. He started making merry. He said, hey, y'all, go kill the fattest calf, the best roe. See, because he saw the son coming for him. He going to let the son know, hey, I got some stuff for you. You ain't going to outdo me. I dare you to reach out to God and watch what God does. He'll knock everything down, everything out of your way, and bring you on to the house. Yeah, that's the kind of God we're serving. You reach for him, he's reaching for you. You bring your worst, he's going to bring his best. He'll take your ashes and give you oil. He'll take your heaviness and give you beauty. God's trying to make an exchange here. It's a real good deal, man. It's a good deal. And it will be conditional. A lot of people don't think it's conditional. But yeah, if you abide in me, I'm going to abide in you. That's conditional.
Amen.
But his love is so much greater. What he has to do is so much better. So the little bit of stuff you're giving up ain't about nothing.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah. See, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, if you be risen, see, everybody ain't been risen, but if you've been risen, seek those things above, because that's what God's blessings is. He got some man ain't seen except in Christ. So,
Amen.
So while you seeking Christ, the things that's in Christ, he's finna unload them on you right then, right? Right then, he's going to unload it on you. You know, I was thinking, God want to work with us. Boy, I just came over me. God said, I want to work with you. I want you everything I can. I'm giving you all these gifts because I want to work with you. I'm giving you all these blessings because I want to work with you. But sister, when I tell you God is doing everything he can that's humanly possible to get us to be like him, reproduce himself in us, that's what he's doing. I told you that the other week. That's what he's doing. You can't throw away John 15:7. You can't throw it away. And you can't take it lightly. But it's conditional because he says if. See? So you got to feed on the word, live on the word, individually as well as collectively. Stay in that word, you know. Don't let it slip. Please don't.
Amen. Amen.
Please. Tie a knot in it. If you find yourself, call somebody and say, sister, I need a word. Brother, I need a word. You know, text somebody. You know, texting is the thing, but that's okay. Because a lot of people, that's how they hear. That's how they communicate. But text them. Let them know. It's welfare. It's wealth that we don't see with the natural eyes. You don't see it through the optical nerve, but it's there.
Right.
A lot of these parables that Jesus give is right there, man, where God is telling us how close he want to be with us. He wants that intimacy. I know. I get it. Some people don't want you talking like that because, see, they relate that to sex. That's how stupid they are. Intimacy have more to do than sex, brothers and sisters. Matter of fact, have less to do with sex. Intimacy meaning a closeness.
Like
the vine and the branches. That's a closeness. There's a closeness that's happening that you can't see with the optical nerve. There's things that goes on in a relationship. That a person don't even have to say it. That's intimacy.
Right. Amen. Hallelujah.
And you can have a close friend, and you and that friend, y'all don't have to have nothing going on, but there's an intimacy there that say, oh, she need me. I need to share this with her or with him or whatever. And it has nothing to do with sex. It has to do with intimacy.
That's right.
A closeness. That's how close God wants us to be. He wants us to know that he wants to cover us. See, when you read Psalms 91, that's what he's saying. I want to be a refuge here. I want to be your shelter. Want to deliver you from the snares of the flower. See, there's an intimacy going on here. Why do you think he wants you to abide under the shadow? If you got a close friend, you want that friend to be somewhere close to you.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, anyone else? Hallelujah. It's an awesome lesson this week. There's a lot of things I can't share. I just let the Lord move and say what he has to say through me at times. But one other thing that... God said, now bear fruit. See, I saw this in John 15, too. God wants us to produce the same kind of fruit that he is. See, if you're abiding in a grape, and that's the vine, the branches is the same thing. Now, you ain't seen no grapevines with no watermelon hanging on it. Uh-uh. That ain't what it produced. Grapes will produce grapes. That's what it will. It will do that. So don't think any different. When you're abiding in God, you're going to produce the God kind of stuff, the love that God has, the kindness, the meekness, the humbleness. Because it took me a long time to really accept the fact that God humbled himself to come down planet Earth to rescue us. God said, I humble myself for you guys. Y'all just don't see it. Almighty God, that created the heavens and the earth, Almighty God, if he humbled himself, the devil will never do that. The devil won't humble himself. I said this to some people the other day. When the Bible says submit yourself, where it says submit yourself one to another, and then it says a wife submit yourself to your own husband. The reason that word is so bad with a lot of people, and I don't know if that's the right word, bad or not, but the reason a lot of people don't want to agree with submit is because they don't like what they're submitting to. See, if it's something you don't like, you ain't going to submit to it. But if it's something you like, that's what Evangelist Sharon was saying in essence a while ago. If you like it, you'll submit to it. You submit to drugs, you submit to drugs. Start submitting to God the same way. Use that same amount of energy, everything. Submit and see what happens. Well, I was saying this other day, this lady, I said, well, you might have the wrong husband. If you can't submit to him, you got the wrong man. You shouldn't expect, if you can't submit to him, you got the wrong man. And I told him, I said, now, if you're not ready to die for her, you got the wrong woman. If you ain't ready to catch hell for her, you got the wrong woman. If you ain't ready to hear what people gonna say negative things, you got the wrong woman. You got to be willing to die for her.
That's right.
And I got something out of that, boy. I didn't realize it until after I got home. And that is, you don't submit to stuff you don't like. But if you like it, you don't have no problem. You don't have no
Hallelujah.
Problem. If you like it,
Hallelujah.
You will submit to it. Trust me.
Uh-huh.
That's the way that works.
Yes.
So you love the word of God, you'll submit to it. No problem.
Yeah.
It ain't hard to me. It ain't hard for me. Matter of fact, I love it. I love
that
being
part.
In the word of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. I love to know I'm in his body. When I tell you the old man have passed away, I love being, I'm under the power of Satan. I'm under the power of sin. I'm under the power of the lust of the eyes. I love it. Love being, I'm under the power of pride. Man, I can humble myself like the Lord now. I love every one of you guys. I have no problem submitting. I have no problem doing what the word of God says. Loving everybody. I have a problem. I don't care what color you are. Where you came from, don't bother me looking at the color nowhere. But I'm just saying, I have a problem submitting to the word of God.
That's right.
Yeah. That's why when I tell you Christ is my sin offering, I don't have a problem with it. When I tell you he became sin for me, don't bother me to submit. That's what he said. Hey, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That part, yes.
Yeah, thank
Hallelujah.
You for being my sin. See, I'll submit to that. Don't make me go there, y'all. I'm trying to. Anybody else? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Okay. Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Say it.
And we shall rejoice.
Yes.
And be glad in it.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord for another day's journey.
Yes.
I thank him for his healing powers.
Yes.
He is a healer. You
yes,
know, people
he
don't
is.
Believe that, but I am a witness. He
okay.
has brought me to, and
Amen.
I ain't ashamed to tell nobody that God is a healer. God is good all the time.
And
even though it may seem bad with the optical, but underneath all that badness, God got some goodness for you.
Yeah,
Amen.
You just got to be patient and wait on him. And
that's
I
right.
Thank him. I thank him for all his many, many blessings. Like Pastor said, from the biggest to the smallest.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things we as humans take for granted. But it don't have to be so. But God bless us that it is so. And I just thank him. He
Amen.
Is awesome.
Amen.
Amen. I just couldn't go without saying anything. I had to share.
All right.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this to everybody. If the Lord telling you to say something, say it. Because somebody mm-hmm. might hear it, and they may not. They may be on the internet. Now, someone may play this broadcast again. But you say it. See, that's how the Holy Spirit works, brothers and sisters. That's how the
right.
Holy Spirit works. You go on
yes.
and say, I don't care if you say it 50,000 times. Y'all heard me say some of the same thing over and over, over and over. Well, the Spirit tell me to say it, so I say it. Then later on, I'll see why I said it. God said, see, I told you to say that because somebody didn't hear the broadcast Monday, but since you said it Wednesday, they heard that day.
Amen.
See, that's what happened to Pastor Marilyn. See, she heard it the next day. And let me tell you, see, that's how the enemy works too, brothers and sisters. Enemy don't want you to give God the praise. And we don't see that. We just see ourselves. Well, I said this, and I forget you. It's about God, man. You giving God
Hallelujah.
The praise. Not you. You telling people the goodness of the Lord. That's what
Amen.
You're doing. Want to know the truth. That's what you're really doing. You're giving God. So the enemy say, oh, they don't want to hear that. Yes, they do. Say it. Say it. Because it's for God. It ain't for us. Because God
Amen.
Got somebody to hear. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Don't you
yes.
never let the devil stop you from having a test. And you say every chance you get, every opportunity, the Lord tell you to say it. Say it. Say it.
Amen.
I'm just telling y'all who it said, brothers and sisters. That's what the scripture say. I didn't say this. The scripture said that. We ought to do
Amen.
This, especially in these last days. Exalt mm-hmm. one another. Fill one another up. Do we
yes.
all come into the unity of faith? That's what we need to be doing. Not tearing down one another, but building one another's up. Okay,
yes.
go ahead, Pastor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
All the time, and all the time, God is good. I thank God.
Yes.
And what I've heard thus far, amen, amen. Standing on his promises.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm reminded of one of our lessons that we had shared, when we talk about that the woman that just continue going before that judge and how she continued. She worried that judge so he know he had to give in to her. And
yeah.
that's how we have to be. We have to call on God and not give up, you know, not be persuaded by what we see, but those things that we can't see. So we putting our trust in God. And so, you know, I like to read this passage. Luke 18, verses 1 through 7, reading it from the King James, it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and mm-hmm. she came up to him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto
yes.
him,
yes.
though bear long with them?
So that's letting us know he hear and he answer our prayer. Amen. And as we have different ones on the broadcast, have testimonies of the goodness of God and how God had brought them out. Amen. Just like he did that for one, he'll do it for others. You know, the word of God tells us they're a person. So it doesn't matter where our background, what background we came from. It doesn't matter what color of our skin.
Yeah.
Those things do not matter. God loves us where we at. Amen. And so I'm so thankful that I can too share in the witnesses, especially of Evangelist Renee and her healing, and listening to Evangelist Sharon and how God is healing her as well. You know, and I'm telling you, it ain't like y'all neighbors. Y'all in different states, praise God. So that lets me know and lets everyone know God, he touches us where we are. And I'm
That's
so
right.
thankful for the word of God.
Amen.
And thankful we can come to God together, being on one accord. And through this broadcast, we know people are being healed, people are being delivered, people are being saved.
Yes.
And we get this
yes.
inside us, and we can share this word with others. Amen. Because that's what it's all about, reaching
Amen.
Out and ministering to other people as well. And your testimony that you give helps others also to grow in God. So let's continue up the good. Keep up the good work, and thank you, Pastor, for making it available for us all to come together. I just love it. I love God's word. And just like this woman, this widow, that judge, we can go before God the same way. Just keep calling on him, trusting him, keep believing, and God will bring it out. He'll bring it to
yes.
pass.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I thank each and every one of you all. Y'all enjoy the rest of your day. And it doesn't matter if you're pulling for the Steelers or for the Browns. Just going to enjoy your day. You know, pulling for the Cowboys or the Carolina. Just going to enjoy the rest of your day. You know, just enjoy the day. Hallelujah. For those that may not know it, if ain't nobody
Amen.
On here Thursday, I'll be here. I'll be giving thanks on Thanksgiving. I will be giving thanks, just for the record. So if
Amen.
You want to come and join me, don't hesitate. I may not be and all that good stuff, but I will be giving praise and thanks unto God.
Amen.
If nobody else, hey, we're going to see you all on tomorrow for the Word.